This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. A recent report shows that in the past decade, no state cut a bigger percentage of its environmental protection budget than Wisconsin. According to the Environmental Integrity Project, Wisconsin shed 36% from 2008 to 2018. That amounted to about $22 million. The report's authors say that cuts to state environmental agencies are a tax effectively on public health and natural resources. Now the group is calling for action. Eric Schaefer is executive director and co-founder of the Environmental Integrity Project. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Before we dig into Wisconsin, give us the national view. I think you went to the contiguous 48 states here. What are we seeing when it comes to trends for state spending on environmental protection?
Mostly down. And we started with the knowledge that the federal Environmental Protection Agency's budget's been cut, and that EPA's workforce at the federal level is as small as it's been since 1987. So there's been a lot of shrinkage there. And what we were hearing is, well, states will pick up the slack. You know, we're giving power back to the states to protect the environment. And so we thought we'd better look at how much states were spending and whether they'd been able to keep up. And we focused, I just want to point out, on the pollution control programs, not on things like parks and recreation, which are also very important. But we were looking at the funding for people who protect air and water quality in states like Wisconsin, and we found it was down in almost every state.
Let's look at Wisconsin now. You found the biggest proportional cuts here in the state. Can you talk a little bit more about your findings in Wisconsin?
Sure. The state had, according to the data we pulled from the website, the budget data, a little over $91 million in 2008. For pollution control programs within the Department of Natural Resources. And by 2018, that had dropped to about $69 million if you adjust for inflation, because the dollar gets less valuable over time. It amounts to almost a 36% cut in spending.
What does something like that look like on the ground? What do you worry is lost if you see that kind of spending cut?
Well, let me give you examples. Specific to Wisconsin, the Clean Water Act, I'm talking about the federal law that dates back to 1970, says the goal is to get our rivers and streams fishable and swimmable so they can be used by the public, enjoyed by the public for recreation. The state's 2018 report says that you have not completed your assessment of water quality for the nearly 43,000 miles of rivers and streams you have, to figure out whether they're okay for recreational use for almost any of them. There were a little over 100 miles have been assessed. You've got 43,000 miles where whether or not they meet the goals for recreation, that, you know, people can swim in them, it's okay. That assessment hasn't done. You've got nearly 1 million acres of lakes. A third of those don't meet the water quality standards for recreation. Basically, they're limited in terms of your ability to swim or boat or fish in those lakes. And a lot more of that acreage is the quality of that of those lakes is just unknown. So, it does take money to protect the environment. And when you see shrinkage like that, and when you have problems like not knowing whether your state meets a Clean Water Act standard that was enacted in 1970, and pretty much all of your rivers and streams, you should worry.
Now, most of the time period you covered in this report was under former Governor Scott Walker in Wisconsin, and the argument from the outset was the state is over-regulating. We are putting onerous burdens on private business. It's hurting the economy without necessarily having the kind of payoff in environmental protection that we would hope for. What would you say to that argument?
So the Bureau of Labor Statistics used to keep data on businesses that cut jobs. And it would ask them every year in a survey, why are you doing that? Why do you have these layoffs? And on the list, you would see regulation. That was barely an asterisk. These business owners would report is, you know, they laid people off because of mergers and acquisitions, or because they wanted to automate, or sometimes just because of competition. But you just didn't see regulations of any kind, you know, not to mention environmental rules, really emerge as any kind of big factor in terms of, you know, laying people off and losing jobs in a state. I know that's a concern. My uncle was a plant operator in a coal plant his whole life, and losing blue-collar jobs is something we all need to worry about. It's just that the environmental regulations aren't really driving that. The studies just haven't shown it.
We're talking to Eric Schaefer from the Environmental Integrity Project. They came out with a report showing that Wisconsin led all states in environmental protection funding cuts, especially for pollution controls, looking at it by percentage from 2008 to 2018. You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. What's your reaction to this report and the information you're hearing from our guest? Do you have questions about it? Is there an environmental concern that you're particularly worried about here in Wisconsin? What priorities do you want to see at the state level in particular when it comes to environmental protection and pollution controls? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about a recent report from the Environmental Integrity Project. It shows that from 2008 to 2018, Wisconsin cut its environmental protection budget by 36%, the biggest percentage cut in the nation. Eric Schaefer is with us, executive director and co-founder of the Environmental Integrity Project. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your thoughts, your questions, your reactions, and what you think the state should be doing when it comes to environmental protection. What the biggest concerns you have are, call in at 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Steve is with us in Stoughton. Steve, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, and thanks for the conversation. So my biggest issue with the current legislature is that we seem to roll back environmental standards and regulations, especially around groundwater, and then we find out we have a problem, and then everybody's all up in arms that we have to do something about it. And recently, I think there's been $10 million or something to study groundwater. Well, it's because we've relaxed standards on manure management, and we've allowed more water withdrawal up in the sandfill part of Wisconsin. And so it just strikes me that, you know, we do all this in the name of trying to create jobs and trying to improve our industrial outlook or manufacturing outlook. And then we take a step backwards, and then we have to spend money to fix it.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. Also concerns about the chemical PFAS contamination in groundwater lately. Eric, can you talk about groundwater protection from pollutants in particular?
That is a great example. You get pollutants, especially chemicals like PFAS, into groundwater. It takes forever to clean it up, and it's unbelievably expensive. And we've seen that movie over and over again across the United States. Much cheaper to prevent hazardous chemicals from getting into your groundwater than waiting until they do and then finding out you've got a billion-dollar cleanup job. And that's what we're facing with PFAS. And we're seeing that at coal plants where the, you know, coal ash was stored improperly and all the toxic metals leached into the groundwater. You know, we don't have enough time for all of the examples, but it sure is a big problem and a great example of how you can be penny wise and pound foolish.
Thanks for that call. We'll go now to Jim on the line in Waukesha. Jim, hello.
Hey, how you doing today? I tend to agree with you that the lack of resources for Clean Water Act regulation in Wisconsin on the state level has been reduced over the last 12 years or so. But on the other side of the coin, I think one of the things that the Department of Natural Resources has done very well at is regulating pollutants from point source discharges, like municipalities and industries, and to a certain degree, the CAFOs, the confined animal feeding operations. So I guess I would ask your guest to speak a little bit about that, because that's one way that you can look at a level playing field for all 50 states, because in most places, probably 99% or 95% of the states have to issue permits to their discharges, and I'd like to have him speak to that issue. Jim. And I'll hang up and listen to his answer.
Thanks, Jim, for the call. Eric?
So, you know, the Clean Water Act and the Cleaner Act, too, for that example, are set up so that states do the actual issuing of permits. So they review the applications, decide whether the applicant is going to meet the requirements, sometimes impose additional requirements. And I think Wisconsin over the years has shown a lot of competence when it comes to permitting facilities one by one. I think the part of the problem with the loss of resources is I know a lot of scientists were laid off from lots and lots of news coverage of that issue a few years back. That means you lose your capacity to look at rivers and streams and really know what's going on with water quality and know what needs to be done. So that's why, for example, you have almost none of your streams have been assessed for whether or not they're suitable for recreation. That's a big first step you have to take before you decide which sources need permits. And even with the progress on permitting, there are thousands of miles and hundreds of thousands of acres in the state that aren't meeting water quality standards, and that means more needs to be done.
Jim, thanks for the call. Go to Mary Kay now in Kenosha. Mary Kay, hello.
Hi. I believe that Wisconsin can win and win at this because you can have a good economy and a good environment by building more wetlands around our cities to stop the erosion, okay? Put the natural fish back in their habitat, natural plants back in their habitat, and we'll have cleaner water, okay? We'll have more jobs. We'll have tourism, okay? And you put filters in and on buildings and you have cleaner air. You just have to clean the filters, okay? So I think that the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act actually create jobs.
Mary Kay, thanks a lot for the call. Your thoughts there, Eric? She's talking not just about pollution control, but also wetland conservation and restoration.
Makes a big difference. Recreational industries are really important to, I think they're especially important to Wisconsin, but they're really important in a lot of states. They draw people to hunt and fish and birdwatch and sightsee. And be honest, I mean, people want to live in areas where the environment is attractive and safe and has you walk outdoors and you get this, you know, rich variety of wildlife. It's definitely a draw. Cities are a good example where we had incredible algae problems and, you know, mats of floating dead fish. And there was a lot of cleanup on city waterfronts, and that had a major impact on economic revival of some of the downtown areas near harbors.
Mary Kay, thanks for calling in. And Eric, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much. It was a pleasure.
Eric Schaefer is the executive director and co-founder of the Environmental Integrity Project. We talked to him about their recent report on environmental protection funding in states. It shows that from 2008 to 2018, Wisconsin led the nation in funding cuts, dropping 36% of its environmental protection budget.